Hello, hello, and welcome to Feelings Invested, where we unpack the aftertaste of emotions. My name is Giselle, and in this space, we'll navigate the impact of feelings because emotions don't just fade, they shape us. I've always been very highly intuitive, a guide, a mentor, someone that has always been able to help others find clarity in their emotions. My intention is to be able to do the same for anyone who's listening. Let's dive in. Here's the thing. Feelings don't just disappear. They stay. They imprint. They shape us in ways we don't always see in the moment. And today, we're going to focus on those emotional imprints, the ones that linger long after someone walks away, the ones that make us question who we are, our self-worth, and why we're left feeling like we're not enough. I want you to take a deep breath and release the guilt. I know the first thing you're doing is picking yourself apart, blaming yourself for what you did or didn't do. I know you're questioning if you were enough. And no matter what stage of grief you're in, no amount of self-blame is going to change that. Because healing doesn't happen all at once. It's not about fixing the past. It's about understanding where it stems from. I want to start off by sharing my experience. Let me take you back 8 years. 8 years where I was in a relationship where I slowly lost myself. Not all at once, but little by little. The kind of loss that creeps in so quietly, you don't even realize it's happening until one day he ghosted me. No warning, no explanation, just silence. And in that silence, I asked myself a million questions. This was completely out of his character. How could someone who claimed to love me for almost a decade just disappear? And the worst part, when I finally got my answer, he didn't even know why he ghosted me. Like many of us, I went through every emotion, the highs of hope, the lows of heartbreak. Some days I was okay, other days I was drowning in my overthinking. I never even saw it coming. I mean, this was a man who moved mountains for me. And just like that, he was gone. The next part is for the ladies listening. For the men, don't throw in the towel just yet. This isn't just another woman empowerment podcast. I'm here for it. But I have a much more neutral approach. The rules don't change, but we have to consider that men and women think and operate differently. So, man, don't worry, I'll come back to you. Ladies, no matter what excuse they give, they knew exactly what they were doing. Men don't just leave unless they already have something or someone lined up, or at the very least, someone who's captured their attention. For the man, it's no surprise. Women don't just walk away on impulse. When she leaves, she's been emotionally disconnected long before the decision was made. Remember, there's always someone on that back door, that friend who's been waiting for their chance, ready to step in the moment you leave space. Because complacency breeds blindness, and that applies to both men and women. The only difference? A woman will put aside her happiness for a man, but a man will put a woman aside for his happiness. Let me say that again. A woman will put aside her happiness for a man, but a man will put his woman aside for his happiness. Sounds harsh, I know. But this isn't a jab at man, it's just reality. People aren't as complicated as they pretend to be. When they care, you'll know. When they don't, you'll be confused. There's no mystery in effort. Here's the thing. Intuition rarely lies. Deep down, I always knew it was never going to work out. For starters, there was a culture difference. One where his parents were never going to accept me. That alone was a wall we were never going to climb. But beyond that, I knew based on our conversations that he never truly believed he could be the man he needed to be to stand beside me. And I don't say that arrogantly. It's just the reality. When someone doesn't feel like they're enough, they'll find ways to prove themselves right. But between his parents and their, let's just say, more traditional ways, no judgment, of course, but reality is reality. It was always going to come to an end. And when it did, it was in a way I could have never saw coming. Because here's the truth. Sometimes people don't leave because of you. They leave because of them, their wounds, their confusion, their inability to love you in a way that isn't destructive. And that has nothing to do with you. And I'm sure by now you're all wondering, how did I move on from all of this? Well, during that time, I had a pre-planned trip to Spain, so that kept me busy for a few weeks. But when I returned, I felt a sense of disappointment. I questioned the version he showed me, the version who listened, the version who cared, the version that stood by his word. But now I questioned his promises, his word. They didn't hold value like they did before. I felt a flood of emotions with his silence, and no matter how much I tried to fill my time, I couldn't escape my thoughts. I was forced to turn inward. I began asking different questions. Who was I outside of this relationship? What do I actually want? And where did I abandon myself long before he ever did? But the burning question still remained. What was I afraid of losing? Reflecting on it, I had my own home. I was financially independent. And if I'm being honest, I wasn't fulfilled. And looking back, I never felt more alone than I did in this relationship. I was always left with unmet needs. In reality, I was the one who always put conditions, and he was the one always fighting for us. And that's what was so confusing. Why did the separation hit me the way that it did? Why did it shake me in ways I never expected? And day by day, I gained more and more clarity. Not in some dramatic overnight transformation. Not in a way that erased all the pain instantly, but in small, sacred steps. In choosing myself, even when it hurt, and remembering that my worth was never tied to someone else. But I had to go deeper. I had to understand why this breakup hit me the way that it did. It wasn't the end of the relationship that hurt. It was the way it all unraveled so suddenly. It mirrored something I had felt before. And that's when it clicked. It was what his leaving brought to the surface. I had abandonment wounds that my mother gave me as a parting gift. Yes, I said gift, because disappointments are gifts too. It brought up a part of me that always feared being left. I actually thought I had healed, but turns out it was dormant, waiting to make its appearance. That's what kept me stuck in the cycle, because for 8 years, this man gave me love without judgment, without conditions, no strings attached. But then why did it end so abruptly? I was confused, and maybe that's why I held on so tightly, because he gave me something I needed as a child, but never received. And that's when I had to ask myself, was this love? Or just the absence of what I've been longing for all along? At the time, I didn't realize I was confusing effort with love, survival with security. Because to love someone, you have to respect them. And respect comes from trust. You can't respect something you can't trust. And that's the thing about healing. It's not linear. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. It takes time. It comes with ups and downs, progress and regress, moments of clarity and moments of struggle. Some days you feel like you're moving forward. And to be honest, other days it feels like you're right back where you started. But I promise you, every step, even the setbacks, is part of the process. And there's no right or wrong way. There's no timeline you have to follow, no expiration date on your pain. Everyone has their own process. This was just mine. And if my story can help you in yours, then sharing it was worth it. So ask yourself, was it truly them you were holding on to, or was it the illusion of security that they provided? For me, it was his fight to keep me in his life. I wasn't mourning him. I was clinging on to the feeling of being chosen. Because when my mother walked away, I learned that love couldn't exist without mourning. And that was an unconscious block I carried with me since childhood. I had spent years believing that love was something you had to fight for. That's when the cycle either repeats or ends with you. After months of searching for answers, obsessing over the why, replaying every moment, and trying to make sense of it all, I finally came to a crossroads. I had to decide. Was I going to let this break me, or was I going to break the cycle? Because that's what truly matters. Not why did they leave, but when did you stop recognizing your own value? And here's what no one tells you about healing. The hardest part isn't missing them. It's facing yourself and coming to terms with the reality. Because after the heartbreak, after the grief, after you've drowned it all out with distractions, numbed it with addictions, or tried to replace it with someone new, there's still a moment when it all catches up to you. When the silence gets too loud and the weight of it all settles in. Too often we move forward believing time will numb the pain. We use distractions as a way to overcome something that's been difficult and is only distracting us from the core issue, It's not allowing you to develop, learn, or grow and work on boundaries and what is essentially better for you. By simply moving forward, you're just repeating the same mistakes. And that's when you have to have the hard conversations with yourself. Be accountable for the fact that you attracted this person to begin with. Start looking at life as happening for you, not to you. Move yourself away from that victim mindset and take responsibility for the people who come into your life and own your space. Start to build your self-worth and confidence. Like many of you, for years, I was so focused on the relationship that I didn't even notice the ways I was compromising. I was silencing parts of myself. I was so invested in being enough for him that I forgot to ask myself if he was even enough for me. Maybe you gave your all to people who only met you halfway. Maybe you stayed when you should have walked away, forgave when you should have drawn the line, or prioritized them, believing it would make them see your worth. The harsh reality? Most people don't want you to heal. They benefit from your wounds. Think about it. Who stands to gain when you doubt yourself? You're definitely easier to control when you're broken. So give yourself time. Eventually, you'll reach a point, a moment where you can no longer pour into what drains you. And instead of sitting in confusion, you'll be forced to reclaim your energy, not for them, but for yourself. And when that moment comes, you'll see it for what it is. People can only love you at the level of their capacity, the amount of their healing they've done, their awareness. Love is learned through experience, shaped by upbringing, and limited by what someone has or hasn't confronted within themselves. It's not your job to teach them what they were never shown or to make them see what they're still blind to. If someone avoids their own feelings, they're going to neglect yours. If they're incapable of understanding their own thoughts, their own feelings, how can you expect them to understand yours? Don't expect someone to show up for you in ways they're not capable of showing up for themselves. Make sure the pilot can fly before you take off. If not, that plane is going to crash. Let's get into breaking the pattern and why we continue choosing the same pain. The hardest truth to face, some people are good, but they're not good for the current season or journey that you're on. Mindsets are very contagious. Loyalty can sometimes create slavery because you can be loyal to a bad situation. And that's a recipe to stay in something where you accepted less, ignore the signs, and stayed where you knew better. And until you own that, you'll keep running the same cycle, repeating the same lesson, wondering why nothing changes. I want you to ask yourself, how many times have you lived the same story? Different person, same outcome. You see, the cycle doesn't break until you decide to change. When I accepted that, I realized I wasn't just healing from the relationship. I was healing from all the ways I had settled, from all the moments I ignored my intuition, and from everything that came before him. I had to let go of that version of myself, the version that no longer aligned with the people I once was so connected to, that version of myself that became complacent. It was coming to terms that I was no longer that person. I had to let go of that version of me. And don't get me wrong, he wasn't some terrible person, quite the opposite, really. He was just carrying unhealed wounds like anybody else. But when we love someone, we often make the mistake of believing it's our job to heal them. It's not. It's never our responsibility to fix, save, or teach someone how to love, because no amount of love can change a person who isn't ready to do the work themselves. And at the end of the day, you will never be fulfilled in a relationship where your needs go unmet, no matter how much potential you think they have. And that's where the real clarity comes in. You have to separate how you feel about someone from how they actually make you feel, because energy never lies. The way they pour into you or the way they drain you tells you everything you need to know. Which brings us to the real question, the one so many of us wrestle with. How do you break the cycle? How do you stop choosing people who don't choose you? Or worse, those who refuse to do the inner work? And the million-dollar question, how do you learn to love yourself enough to walk away from anything that doesn't recognize your value? Let's break it down into three simple steps. Step one, breaking the cycle. Recognize your patterns. Spend time with your own thoughts and learn to be comfortable alone. Write it down. What did this relationship teach you? What red flags did you overlook? And more importantly, What role did you play in getting to this point? Because awareness is the foundation of change. You can't break a cycle you refuse to see. For me, that meant facing the full truth, not just about him, but about myself. Step two, the release. Detach from the illusion. It's important to develop the ability to regulate your emotions. Maintain your self-value independently of others. Keeping in mind, perception allows us to interpret events. However, events themselves are neither good nor bad, but our perception of them determines how we feel about them. The key is learning to see things clearly, without the emotional weight. True freedom comes from releasing control because nothing drains your energy more than your thoughts. Step three, the shift. Create a new standard. Love isn't supposed to be a test of endurance. It's not about clinging onto the version of them you created in your mind. It's about recognizing that love isn't about waiting for someone to become ready. It's about choosing someone who already is. Sometimes we mourn the idea of a person more than the reality of who they actually were. I want you to be honest with yourself. Were they truly the partner you needed, or just the version you hoped for them to become? Keep in mind, holding on to potential only creates opportunities to settle. And for those of you that want to go deeper, release the judgment, because judgment governs the way people think, feel, and believe. Our thoughts are influenced by the way we judge situations. If we judge something as bad, we think negatively, and if we judge it as good, we think positively. As I said before, events themselves don't disturb us. It's our judgment about those events. By learning to control our judgments, we gain mastery over how we think, feel, and behave, shaping our emotional and mental state. I know what you're thinking. How do I actually apply these steps? Well, there's not a one-size-fits-all, but I can share what's worked for me. In addition to the steps that I mentioned, I want you to focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, and responses, and let go of anything you can't. External events, other people's behavior, the past, any fear of the unknown. Use your discernment to assess situations with clarity, making decisions based on your values, not outside pressures. Train yourself to see things objectively without letting emotions cloud your judgment. And more importantly, allow people to see your value on their own. Assess their true nature without trying to change or control them. You have no idea how much time and energy you are wasting trying to control other people. The moment I stopped romanticizing the past, stopped searching for answers, and started focusing on me, that's when everything changed. Because healing isn't about waiting until you feel better. It's about making the choice every single day to show up for yourself, even when it hurts, even when the answers aren't clear, even when you're still rebuilding. Because the moment you decide you're worth it, that's when everything shifts. The real breakthrough, though, is when you start showing up for yourself with the same energy, devotion, and loyalty you once gave to everyone else. That's when you know you're healing, when you stop proving, stop chasing, and stop settling for anything less than you deserve. Because a cycle doesn't end when they change. It ends when you do. So, if you're in that space right now, if you're struggling to find your way through the pain, I need you to know this. You are not broken. You are not hard to love. And you're certainly not here to beg anyone to see your worth. And more importantly, you're not alone. I know you may not see it at this moment, but you'll get past this. And when you do, you'll realize if someone fumbles you, it's always their loss, never yours. I want you to choose yourself fully, unapologetically, and watch how everything else starts to align in your favor. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone you feel needs it, or save it for the day you need that reminder. And if you're ready to go deeper, let me know what patterns you're breaking. What cycles are you finally leaving behind? I'd love to hear your thoughts. DM me at feelingsinvested or email me at hello@feelingsinvested.com. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode, where we'll discuss rebuilding and becoming the version of you they couldn't break. Until then, remember, feelings are visitors. Let them come and go. And in the meantime, keep investing in yourself, in your healing, in your future, because you're worth it. Thanks for listening.